when you first got electric, what did you call those things that give off light?
Light bulb.
They always called them light bulbs. Somebody said that they used to call them electric lamps, but that must have been someplace in the country expression. In the bedroom, did you mention the wardrobe and then shiffer robe later on, and the dresser, the washstand? Would you tell me how you put the, how you made a bed, what the difference? What you had on the bed and things like that.
Oh. Had sheets, pillows, quilts, and a bedspread. We used to call them counterpins. We called them bedspreads.
That's what I appreciate your telling me and expressions like that. Mm-hmm. So the counterpin would be the same as a bedspread.
That's right, same thing.
What was the mattress made out of?
Well, I remember we had a feather tick, they called it. We had a real feathers. And we had a stir mattress, cotton, just loosely in there. And you had a place where you put your hand in there and stir it up to make it smooth, level.
Now that's the first time I ever heard of that, a stir mattress.
Stir mattresses.
I always wondered, I talked to people over in the Delta where they grow a lot of cotton, but nobody ever seemed to remember using cotton in mattresses. You know, you'd think it would be the best thing in the world to use. So I really appreciate you mentioning this. It's a stir mattress.
Stir mattress.
And the point was that you'd have to keep the cotton
distributed evenly, where it wouldn't be humped up here and smooth there.
How did you get your hand in?
Well, it had a little opening in the middle.
And then you could have it go all the way in to the cotton itself. Mm-hmm. Did you ever have a pillow that went all the way across the bed? Was that for show or?
Just to show.
What was that?
Bolster pillow.
Bolster bed. Did you ever hear of pillow shams? Is a pillow sham a bolster or is that?
It's just a sham. Bolster go all the way across the pillow. But a pillow sham is an individual piece for each pillow. That's called a pillow sham. Mm-hmm.
That was just also to show, not,
that's right,
not actually
take them off at night.
I see. If some extra children came to call on you, did you ever make a
pallet?
Or in the kitchen, how did you keep food cold?
I can remember way back when Frigidaire's and ice boxes wasn't as plentiful. We had a deep well out in the back. And I remember my grandmother, when she'd go to the market on Saturdays, get the market to keep it cold until Sunday, she had a bucket with a rope on it. She'd put the market in that bucket and let it down in that well and tie the rope at the top.
I see.
And it would keep fresh like that.
Really be cold.
That's right. And we used to buy ice and put it in a tub, big tin tub, and put a yarn piece over it to keep it from melting so fast.
Mm-hmm. Would you keep that in the kitchen?
Out on the back porch.
Okay. Well, I meant to ask you that. Where were the porches? Did you have a porch?
I had a front porch and had a back porch.
Did the front porch go all the way?
Mm-hmm.
So,